In order for us to consistently roleplay on a daily basis, it must be both fun and effective. There are three roles in an effective roleplay. The first is the customer, the second is the salesperson, or the person trying to acquire the new skill, and the third is the referee, the person observing and reflecting back. Of the three roles, the referee is clearly the most important. They will dictate whether it is fun and whether role-playing is effective. In order for it to be fun, we need to focus on the things they did right. It doesn't take much talent at all just to find fault with somebody. And it's not much fun either. Instead, we need to focus on the things that they did right and why they were right in our opinion, which means we have to be specific. In order for the feedback to be effective, it also has to be clear and concise. If they do the role play and then look back to us for feedback and we say, well, you know, that was good, no, that doesn't tell them anything. We need to tell them what specifically was good and why we felt it was good. And here's a discussion on role playing that came up in a live event. Refereeing is the most important part of the role play. And the reason why Carl, Cece, and myself focused and gave most of the feedback to the referee is because that's who we're trying to teach right now. If you guys learn active listening in this forum, great, we're Godzilla. You're not. You're going to have to take it and learn and practice before you use it out in the store. The one thing I want to make sure that we do is teach you how to be a good reflector, how to be a good referee. That way, it'll be fun and effective every time you role play. If all you're doing is giving all the negative, which is easy to do, especially as a parent or a spouse, you should do this, you didn't do that. If all you do is do that, no one's going to want to play with you anymore. No one will want to role play with you. That's why we start with a positive. How do you think they get Shamu to jump 15 feet out of the water? Well, let me ask you something. You think the trainer gets into the pool, okay, Shamu, jump. And when Shamu doesn't, he goes, jump.
Not more than one.
Yeah, exactly. No, what they do is they put a rope at the bottom of the pool. Every time Shamu swims over it, fish, over, fish, over, fish. Then they raise it about this high, where they can see under the rope, but he can't swim under it. Over, fish, over, fish, over, fish. Then they raise it about here. Every time he swims over, fish. Every time he swims under, no fish. Over, fish, under, fish. They're smart. They get, oh, I get this. Over, over, if he's hungry. Then they put it to the level of the water. Every time he's in the water, no fish. Every time he comes slightly out of the water, fish. And then 5 feet, 10 feet, and 15 feet in the air. That's how you get Shamu to jump 15 feet out of the water. Good news. We're mammals too. And for those of you who want to modify adult behavior, that's the key. You reward the action you want repeated. You ignore the action you want deleted. That's how you do it. So, as a referee, what you do is you focus on it. Let's say there's 10 steps that you're trying to teach. He does 2 of them correct and 8 of them wrong. You spend 2 minutes on the 2 things he did correct, 15 seconds on one of the other 8 that you get him to do. Have him do it again. He gets 3 things right and 7 things wrong. You spend 2 minutes reinforcing the 3 things that he did right. 30 seconds on one more or 2 more of the 7 that you want him to do. Get him to do it again. And you just keep repeating the process. That's how you get through those 4 steps of acquiring a skill or a habit. Look it. Nothing magical will happen with you today simply by hanging out. Simply by filling in the blanks or listening to the tape, nothing changes. The only thing that matters is you taking action, you acting. The 4 steps to acquiring a habit and role-playing are 2 of the most powerful strategies to modify your behavior. Here we are back in the studio. Repetition is the mother of skill, and that's how role-playing allows us to build our toolbox or acquire new skills. As the salesperson, it's really important that we do not break character. The tendency, once we falter, is to stop and try to start again because it's uncomfortable when we fail. Well, that discomfort, that energy, can also be used to propel us ahead. So the referee needs to remind the salesperson not to break character. Stay in character, and just muddle through it. Remember, we're going to have a chance to try it again just a few seconds from now. So stay in character, muddle through it, get the feedback, and then try it again. get the feedback, and try it again. And that's how we acquire a new skill and how we make role-playing effective and fun. Let's move on to building rapport.